Okay. So, Brother Eli, just putting in Rome, Spirit of Prophecy, Volume 2, page 330, paragraph 1. It says, as it was, Moses passed through death, but the Son of God came down from heaven and resurrected him before his body had seen corruption. Though Satan contended with Michael for the body of Moses and claimed it as his rightful prey, he could not prevail against the Son of God, and Moses, with a resurrected and glorified body, was born to the courts of heaven and was now one of the honored two commissioned by the Father to wait upon his Son. So amen. Amen and amen. And the only reason this is being, I'm sharing this in the fellowship hour, because I guess anybody that's logging or turning on the fellowship MP3, is because the question came as to why did Sister White say that no one could know where the body of Moses was buried in manuscripts 21, page 223, paragraph 2. It's because back then nobody knew. Nobody knew. But I do want to, you know, I wanted to share this one statement from Review and Herald, December 9th, 1890, because I didn't share it earlier in the Q&A session because it was going a little bit too long. I didn't realize we went over an hour, though. And so, but, and this one's not that long, but, you know, when I start reading, things start happening. So maybe the Lord will help me here, too, like he usually does. So it's in Review and Herald, December 9th, 1890, paragraph 3, and it has to do with the topic of the Q&A session in regards to the question was, can we lock down the date of Christ's birth? And no, you can't. And I do go into detail in that, in the Q&A answer, which will be Q&A number, let me get it up here. I think I already closed it down. Oh, there it be. Oops, hold on. Okay. All right. Sorry about that. Personal alarms. So it was question number 4. No, it was 549. Yeah. Yeah, 549 was the. It's going to be on the Q&A page this week sometime if anybody wants all the details in it. But this is what it says in Review and Herald, December 9th, 1890, paragraph 3. She says, the spirit of self-sacrifice has become feeble in the hearts of Christ's professed followers. Instead of gratefully inquiring, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me? How many of those who claim to have been redeemed by the blood of Christ seem bent on self-pleasing? Even Christmas, the day observed professedly in honor of the birthday of Christ, has been made a most effective means of turning the mind away from Christ, away from his glory. If Christmas is kept at all, it should be kept in a way that will be in harmony with its significance. Christ should be remembered, his name honored. The old story of his love should be recounted. Instead of saying by our actions that we are putting Christ out of our minds and hearts, we should testify to men, to angels, and to God that we remember our Redeemer by following his example of self-sacrifice for others' good. But the day chosen to honor Christ is devoted by the many to honoring and pleasing themselves. Appointed to keep the Savior in remembrance, it is spent in the causing him to be forgotten. And that's how it is. And they even went so far, especially in our generation, well, actually in our grandparents' generation, to pull Christ completely out of it and put some guy named Santa Claus, which is a cross-dresser, transgender, if you will. And how do I know that? That he's a cross-dresser and a transgender and a mockery of Christ and an antichrist, because he tries to look like Jesus at the second coming with the white woolly hair, and he says, ho, 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 like Christ does. Yeah, that's in the book of Jeremiah about ho, ho, ho. Well, it's just ho, ho. There's not three of them. But I do have a write-up about Santa Claus on the Christmas or the Xmas.htm page on the website. But how is he a cross-dresser and a transgender? Well, everybody says Santa Claus is a man, right? Well, what does the prefix Santa in Spanish stand for? Females, right? Like Santa Maria, Santa Lucia, right? Well, the word San is the prefix for men, like San Jose, San Padre, But Santa Claus? Pretty bad. It's a female name. Yes, it's a female prefix to a name. It's like, you know, like Santa Lucia, and then you got San Jose. It's I don't know why they do it that way in the Spanish language with the Santa. Well, let's see if we can find. Let me see if I can do this. I could do this on here. It's the same old streamer that I've used before. I should be able to get in there. Let me get the streamer on here. I think this is. No, I'm not going to use Bing. I don't like using Google either, but this isn't something I care they sniff at. So no, wait, they might get up in my face about this. So let me go to DuckDuckGo. They might get on, you know, cause issues for us because it has to do with homosexuality. So let's go to Duck. You know, that's more or less sniff free, I guess. Okay, all right. So definition of Santa. Oh, look at that. Santa Ana. There's another one I forgot. Of the word Santa. I wonder if I could just get it to go straight for the word Santa. No, we don't want to say a Santa definition. Let's open that in a new panel. Let's go here first. Santa definition, meaning cinnamon, synonyms. English meaning Santa Claus definition, and I don't want to do the Claus because they're going to, you know, gild a little. You know, they try to put my son Luke in special education when he was a little boy because the teachers, and he comes home with a note, and I called the school and says, what's up? What's up? I mean, why do you want to put my kid in special ed? He's the smartest kid I got. You know, he's into tech, and, you know, he was really unbelievable. You gave him some items, like from Tinker Toys or with servos and stuff, and then an hour later, something walks out of his room. He would put all these things together. If he had batteries, he could make it walk. But and they go, well, because he doesn't believe in Santa Claus. and I says, yeah, none of us do. You shouldn't either. And I went on for a little bit on there. Let's see if dictionary.com has anything on it. No, they just go straight to Santa Claus. Let's see with the phonetic. Let's see. What is that? Get data, Addy dear. Boy, they're pretty meaning and. Okay, I don't need that. I want just plain Santa. Okay, so that's useless. A plump white beard. So, yeah, I put in Santa, see? I put the word Santa. How about we just put it in quotations? Maybe that'll change. Nope, didn't change it at all. I wonder if there's one out here that'll do it. Santa. Noun. A legendary patron. Then you got Father Christmas, Kris Kringle, St. Nicholas, St. Nick, Santa Claus, and again, abbreviated St. Nick. And by the way, why is abbreviation such a long word? Okay, let's see. Patron. Okay, imaginary. Yeah, it's a creature. In other words, Santa Claus is the means by which the parents teach their children how powerful lies are. Because by the time the child grows into his own and realizes mommy and daddy has been lying to him, he finally has a tool that he knows works and he can use. Oh, there you go. Let's see. Spanish dictionary. Yeah, I wonder if there's a. Is there a fan? Can I? You got a link? Is Santa male or female name? Okay, let me try that on Duck, Brother Mel. Well, I'll do it here. I think I got to get back to Duck, though. Duck, Duck, Go. Man, it went over there again. All right, so what did you put there? Is Santa a male or female name? Is Santa a male or female name? Name census, okay. Given name, okay. Baby name. Does Santa have grammar phobia? What's next? Okay, meaning of Santa. A feminine name of Spanish origin meaning holy or saint. Feminine. Okay. pretty bold and obvious. I got to put this on the page. As a matter of fact, I'm going to email this to myself, and I'll update the Xmas page with it. Let me email it real quick here. I'll just put Santa and then put that link. I'm going to not email it yet because I might have something else. Okay, based on the last 50 years of data, Santa is more commonly used as a female name with approximately 100% of the people named Santa being female. With approximately 100%. And so, I wonder if that would, if you could put in, if you go like this. What does the prefix, I think it'll let me do that instead of quotations, otherwise it messes up the query. Where does Santa in Santa, many places in Canada with the San? Oh, maybe that'll help. In Spanish, every word is either masculine or feminine. San precedes the male saint's names. Santa precedes female. Okay, there's another one I'm sending to the website. Okay. That was a good idea there, Brother Mel. To put that in there like that. So let me go back to Duck. And I'm going to look at this other one here. Oh, that was the one we already did. And Santa, given name. Santa Blueberry. Oh, there's pictures. Is that a picture I just saw flying up there? A curling coach? Well, I don't know why, but I like to watch curling, you know, the Olympic curling thing. That and bowling. I don't know why I like to watch bowling and golf. You know, it's mind-numbingly boring if you're out there doing it, I guess. But it's fun to watch for some reason. Okay, that's the picture I saw. Oh, what's that one? Okay, that's an advertisement. Santa J. Ano, a Canadian-American biologist and university administrator. Well, he doesn't look Spanish to me, so it could be a different definition in his country. Okay, what's this one here? Bump. Santa. Italian and Spanish female name of Latin origin. Okay, there's another one from The Bump. Never even heard of this website, thebump.com. I don't know what that is. It's like that disco dance, The Bump. So let's see, does this, okay, Santa Claus is male, so why is he Saint instead of Santa? No, it should be San Claus instead of Santa. Does he have a gender issue? Whether it's Saint or its abbreviation. I'm wording kind of fast, so just give me a minute here. Oh, you got to be kidding me. So Chambers explains that St. Nicholas owes his position as Santa Claus to the legend that he provided three impoverished girls with dowries by throwing three purses of gold in their open window. From this legend, it's said to derive the custom of placing gifts in the stockings. What happened to him coming down the chimney and doing that? Oh, boy. I don't know. Okay, that's boring. All right, so there you have it. But I remember, you too, Brother Matt, with the bowling? Okay, it's nice to have company there, then, because I didn't know. Okay, let's see, Sister. See if I could. You know what I tried doing here earlier? It says copy link. But let me see, copy selected text. But let me try just copying message link. It says this link will only work by for members of this chat. Well, I thought I was a member. I don't know. Telegram. Anyway, so let me just put this link Sister Minnie just gave. And, that's not the link. That's Telegram. Why isn't it copying the link? Copy link. Let's try it again. There it is, Spanish dictionary. Saint Feminine. Okay, there's another one. Thanks, sister. I'm going to use that one as well. Yeah, because I like to go with the the two or three witnesses thing, and then sometimes I'll go an extra one. Like I did on the Symbols of Revelation page, I try to get minimum three definitions to the same prophetic symbol, because by the mouth of two or three witnesses, let everything be assured, right? So, and sometimes I put a fourth one, and then if it went further, like if there's the same definition showing up all over the place, then I would just put ETC. Because some of the definitions are coming up hundreds of times. I'm not going to put all that in there. I mean, just putting three or four made the book 375 pages of 8.5 by 11. So it's not exhaustive. But it was exhausting to have that thing printed out. So let's see. I'll send that off to me. I'll get it later. Oh, wait. I misspelled Santa. Oh. Spelled it Satan. Well, hey, just move the T. It came back weird in the email thing, my spell checker. All right, now it should work. Yep. It works. Okay, let me just... Okay. Okie dokie. I think that's about it. For this, unless there was another question in regards to the Xmas stuff. But, I think I'm going to end it here.